This week's Grape Therapy is sponsored by Beam Organics. Get the sleep of your dreams with Beam's Dream Powder. If you subscribe now, you'll get 35% off your first month of Dream, plus get a free mug and frother. Just head to beamorganics.com/offthevine. Chinette brand makes premium disposable tableware for all of life's gatherings. Visit mychinette.com to find out more. Geico, go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Lee Fiore, create your everyday jewelry collection with Lee Fiore. Visit leefiore.com/vine and use the promo code VINE15 to save 15% on your order. OxyClean, visit OxyClean coupons right now where a coupon is waiting for you. And Travis Matthew, visit a Travis Matthew retail store or make your way to travismatthew.com/radio and take 20% off your Travis Matthew order when you use the code VINE20 at checkout. This episode is brought to you by Beam Organics. One of my fave things is sleeping. And Beam's nighttime CBD powder has been a real game changer when it comes to getting a good night's rest. Get the sleep of your dreams with Beam's Dream Powder. If you subscribe now, you'll get 35% off your first month of Dream, plus get a free mug and frother. You'll save and get free shipping every month. Just head to beamorganics.com/offthevine. That's B-E-A-M organics.com/offthevine, or visit beamorganics.com and use code offthevine at checkout for 35% off plus a free mug and frother. Pause or cancel at any time. All right, the holidays are almost here, and that means spending time with the people you love. And one thing that's very important to me when it comes to any type of event, no matter how big or small, is some good food and drinks. And one thing I always need to have on hand is the Chinette brand. So Chinette brand is a people-focused brand that offers premium disposable tableware, and it's the perfect thing to have when you're entertaining at your house or just gathering with the people you love, no matter the occasion, whether it's a baby shower, a birthday, a game night, or the holidays, you know, they're coming up. And it also makes for the easiest cleanup when you're the host. Chinette brand products include Chinette Classic, Chinette Crystal, and Chinette Comfort. And between these products, they really will have everything you need when it comes to gathering with the people in your life. Their plates are durable enough to handle whatever food you're bringing to the party. Plus, they're microwave safe so you can enjoy those leftovers the next day. Chinette Comfort cups come with built-in sleeves for those hot drinks now that the weather's cooling down. And you know what? A little cup of hot cocoa sounds pretty good right now. Chinette brand is environmentally conscious and made with at least 80% recycled materials. And I love having this on hand. You guys got to make sure that you stock up before the holidays. Visit mychinette.com to find out more.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine Grape Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. Guess who's in the house today? In the actual house.
Hey! Yay. Oh, hot potato.
Hot potato in the house. So much. You're one of my favorite people on planet Earth.
Oh.
And sometimes on Jupiter when we go there.
Sure do. After a fun little edible.
Yep. But today in the flesh, Lo is here to hang with me for... You're here for what? Well, 8 more days now?
8 more glorious days.
Glorious days. We have so much fun together. A week, 8 days. Nope, a week sounds too short. And obviously I had to come get you to redeem yourself on the Bachelorette recap.
Yeah.
Because last time you didn't know. You're like, are you ever going to let me live this down?
No.
I will not.
Not until I redeem myself.
And you did this episode.
Sure freaking did.
You really did.
You guys are in for a little spicy treat.
Oh, gosh. It was so fun talking to you. And we did when we first started, I was like, are we even going to like recap it? Because sometimes we just get going on our little.
Yeah. Our convos.
Yeah.
Like how we just talk in normal life. Always. Right.
But we got there and it was fun. And Lo gives us a little breakdown of all of the men and what he thinks. Spoiler alert. He thinks most of them are vanilla sundaes.
Yeah. Yeah. Good old vanilla sundae.
Send him home.
Send him home. Come on, Michelle.
We'll probably have more stories by the end of this week, so we'll have to do another podcast. But in the meantime, let's get to the podcast, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. Take a little dive.
We should do that intuition challenge. Have you ever seen that on TikTok where they do an intuition challenge?
Mm-mm. No, I'm so down to do it with you.
Okay, close your eyes. Put the mic down.
Okay.
Put the mic down. I'm going to close my eyes and just whenever you think I'm going to clap, you clap. Ready? Okay. Keep your eyes closed. I'm even going to put my hands below here so you can't see, but keep your eyes closed. Okay, ready?
Oh. Wait, let's do it again.
Yeah.
Wait, are you leading the clap?
You just have to go when you think I'm going to clap.
Okay.
Ah! Never mind.
It's not working.
We're definitely not in sync.
I'm really sad. I really thought we were going to be one of those people that claps at the same time.
I thought so too. Well, we were amazing at that one game that we did.
It was
uncomfortably accurate the way where we had to draw.
Oh, right.
But it was like, oh, we got movies and then we would have to draw it out and guess what the movie title was.
Right.
I couldn't believe I put a line down the middle of the paper and you go, Forrest Gump. I drew a circle.
And you're Lion King. Circle of life.
Yeah. And then I think I just drew like a happy face, like B for Vendetta. I'm like, really? Wow. You just.
Yeah, that was. And Jason was like, it's cheating because you guys like get each other so
he's like,
much.
Yeah. He's like, that's how are you getting this? I don't understand. He couldn't get any of them.
That's very funny.
So, I mean, I feel like you went into my brain, scrambled it up and left your little Judy mark for life.
I just went in and sprinkled some Judy cocktail in there. Okay. I also maybe my intuition is off because I am off today for very good reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were just laughing about this off the podcast. And I was like, let's just talk about it on the podcast. Because yesterday was a f-ing day.
Sure was.
Had ourselves a day.
I mean, it's still great.
It's still great. Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
But I just, have you met more of a roller coaster of a human in your life?
I have, actually. Oh. Yeah, you should feel good in that sense. Because you're a roller coaster, but I feel like you're not off the rails. You're on the set track. We know the ups, downs. I know what I'm getting on this ride.
Okay.
And I know what to expect. There's others I'm like, didn't expect that dip. Yeah. Didn't expect to throw up a couple times.
And at the end of the roller coaster, you know there's that one moment that you have to smile for the camera. That's what I...
Boom.
I'm like, and she back.
Yeah, and she's back. Yeah. Peace. And then at the end of it, I know on this little Judy roller coaster, I'm going to get a great photo, something fun to remember the little roller coaster ride. And then I'll, you know, be rewarded with the churro if I stayed on the whole time.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Your churro was my interpretive dance I gave you last night.
2 a.m.
So we woke up yesterday and I went to do my usual workout that I do. And it's no joke of a workout. It's no joke.
So intense.
Like I walk out of there flexing because I deadlift some heavy weight. I squat. Wow. I like really get into it.
Butch.
Yeah.
Butching it up.
And I was like, oh, okay, get my workout in. And then I realized that I had 2 back-to-back workouts with Aaron Opria.
Mm.
And then we went into dinner and we had Jose Cuervo shots.
No, they weren't.
Low, they were.
Why?
Okay.
Why did that happen?
First of all,
they were served so beautifully. Serving donkey piss in a gorgeous glass. With salt and like the pretty line. It was like done well. So I thought
it was
at least.
Trick. It was a mind fuck because we thought it was.
Yeah, psychological warfare. Who's doing this to us?
The bartenders over at the Dutch. And I will say, if anyone is in Nashville, go to the W Hotel, go to the rooftop for a cocktail and go to the Dutch for dinner.
It's very sexy.
It was like New York sexy. Vibes. It really was New York vibes. And we like sat by the big fireplace. And it was funny because we went to have a drink first and everyone was like cheersing to Jason for his birthday and all happy to be together. And so the bartender saw that. So she brought us shots for Jason's birthday. And we were I did not want to do a shot last night. And so anyways, we all take the shot of tequila and it was actually quite smooth. And it was really good. And then everyone was like, whoa, what was that? Fortaleza. What's that expensive one?
I don't know that bougie brand.
And then I was like, imagine it was like Jose Cuervo, actually. And she just looked at me and she pulled up the bottle and it was Jose Cuervo. But.
Oh, Blanco, though.
Blanco, Blue Label.
Oh, a fancy Cuervo.
Fancy Cuervo.
Okay. Yeah. But like the traditional Mott's apple juice colored.
Yeah.
Jose Cuervo. Oh.
I can't. No.
Makes me nauseous just thinking about it. But I'll do a Blanco. I could do that again. It was nice.
Yeah, I'd put a Blanco again. It was actually quite nice. And then we had wine and dinner and it was delicious. And
it was service an incredible was great. Dinner.
And then we walked out and we come home. And I decided to have a little breakdown.
Yeah, little emotional meltdown. Why not?
And then
it's 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, why not mix in full a moon. Quick meltdown?
I can't do this anymore.
I can't. I'm so tired. Yeah. And then I got in the shower, laid in the fetal position, cried.
Sure did.
Got out and was like, let's turn the beat around.
You came out for round two. I was outside on the little backyard here. By the way, your backyard.
Isn't it just a little oasis?
It's very peaceful.
Yeah,
we had the fire going. Jason and I were just laughing and enjoying the fire.
Yeah.
And you came out and you go, why are you guys laughing at me? What's so funny? What is so freaking funny that you guys are just having a little chuckle sesh out here?
Because you know when people are laughing and then you walk into a room and everyone stops? That's what you guys did. I walked out and you guys stopped laughing and like looked at me like, oh, and I was like, what? Why are you laughing at me?
Yeah, no, we were not laughing at you at all. We're laughing, actually. Jason was just cracking me up, talking shit about me, actually, of course, and how I order my steak, and he's disgusted by it.
Why? What do you order? How do you order your steak?
Jason likes it, you know, again, testosterone, you know, he wants it red. Just bloodied up.
Oh, sick.
Little fur on that steak.
Ew. Oh, that is so disgusting.
Right off the freaking farm. Do you still see the blade mark? I can't. I'm gonna throw up. I'm gonna be sick. He likes it rare. Which honestly, if you're a steak eater, I think that's the proper way to order it, according to the waitress. And I don't know, a lot of people like rare steak or carpaccio, which is like raw meat.
Yeah.
It's not my thing. I like you know, a carne asada. I like, you know, cook it up, make sure it's cooked all the way. I don't like the taste of meat. So,
me either.
So I rather have like that like charcoaly burnt taste
or
anything but like actual beef.
Yeah.
So anyway, I ordered a steak last night, but
when you just said that there was still fur on it, I'm not over that comment yet, because like, do people forget that that's where it comes from? Like,
sure do. I mean, people don't want to think about that.
I can't. Like, chickens have feathers. Sick.
I don't mind killing a chicken.
Oh.
Yeah. Kill it with my bare hands.
The neck.
Sure would.
No, I don't like birds, and I still could never kill a chicken.
Can't stand the birds.
Yeah.
So anytime I see them, I'm like, it has a good breast on it. You know, I could put some lemon pepper on that sucker.
Oh.
And just go to town.
Yeah. Oh,
give me those chicken titties.
Oh, God.
Wait, have we started the episode?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't, at this point in the game, I don't know, I'm 20 episodes in, don't even get a name.
No.
You guys know this piece of shit is here.
So usually for my guests, I have the background info on them at the top of my screen.
Yeah.
This is what my background info says from my producer. If you need background info on Lo, then we have a problem here.
Fair enough.
So this is what I usually do. So now I just jump right into the interviews, and then I do the intro after so that I can know what we talked about. Okay. Give it a little tease.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, Vinos, quick break to talk about something I know a lot of you that are listening right now love, and that's jewelry. Specifically, Lee Fiore Fine Jewelry, which helps you create jewelry your way. So when you visit LeeFiore.com, you will get a unique jewelry design experience with so many styles to choose from. You can customize your choice of silver or gold with a wide selection of ethically sourced gemstones and even lab diamonds. Their everyday jewelry just really completes any outfit for a look that's unique to you. They have everything from personalized jewelry to alternative engagement rings, and there really is something for everyone, including every style and budget. That's because they make your jewelry themselves in Toronto, Canada. Shout out to the homeland. And there are no middlemen or pricey markups. Plus, you get your jewelry in days, not weeks. They have you covered with free shipping, free resizing, so convenient, and 1-year manufacturer's warranty, and even extended warranty plans. Also, if you don't love your jewelry, they have a 99-day return policy. So create your everyday fine jewelry collection from dainty to bold by visiting LeeFiore.com/vine. You can build your fine jewelry collection one piece at a time or take advantage of Lee Fiore's multi-item discount. Visit LeeFiore.com/vine and use the promo code VINE15 to save 15% on all orders. That's LeeFiore.com/vine. Okay, quick minute to talk about one of my favorite things in life that just benefits us in so many ways. Not wine, though that's another fave, but I'm talking about sleep. Don't get me wrong, I like the daytime, but I also just love when it's time to get into bed and get some shut-eye. Sometimes, though, I can have trouble falling asleep with so much on my mind, and that's where Beam Organics Nighttime CBD Powder has really saved the day, or night, I guess you could say. This warm cup of healthy hot cocoa has been such a great addition to my self-care routine. Okay, first of all, I did say hot cocoa, so you know that it tastes good. But real talk, sleep affects everything from brain function to mood, and you really can't be your best self without it. So I love drinking this on nights when I can feel my mind racing. I know I'm gonna lay in bed awake. I end up sleeping so well and feel really refreshed in the morning. Dream contains melatonin, magnesium, nano CBD, and more. So here's the deal with nano CBD, because when you break down hemp molecules into tiny droplets, your body has a dramatically increased ability to absorb it, which leads to an incredible night of rest, which is amazing. Gotta love science. Get the sleep of your dreams with Beam's Dream Powder. If you subscribe now, you'll get 35% off your first month of Dream, plus get a free mug and frother. You'll save and get free shipping every month. Just head to beamorganics.com/offthevine. That's B-E-A-M organics.com/offthevine. Or visit beamorganics.com and use code offthevine at checkout for 35% off plus a free mug and frother. Pause or cancel at any time.
Now back to Off the Vine Grape Therapy.
Anyways, you have to redeem yourself.
I do, yeah.
From your last Bachelor in Paradise recap, it was a fail. You better think you watched it.
Here's the thing. I just want to apologize to all the Vinos out there who thought I didn't watch the show because you were right.
Yeah.
I just did a little brief, you know, kind of fast forwarding through.
Yeah.
I had edibles going through my system. There was a lot of factors. I was a little tired.
Yeah.
I was also on my phone. There was just, again, wasn't completely.
You were distracted.
Heavily distracted.
That's okay. That's okay.
And then by the end of the episode, I was on planet Mars, you know.
Sleeping on Jupe.
Sleeping on the Jupes. So this time I thought, okay, I got to redeem myself. I'm going to make the Vinos proud, hopefully.
Yeah, you've got notes. Oh, look at your notes.
Copious notes on this. Oh, yeah.
Lo, this is adorable. You have to do like...
It's like SATs. You have to do a video
on this so we can post it on the Off the Vine page so people can see your sweet little notes. You've even like scratched out some things and rewrote it. That's really cute.
Feeling at my notes. I'm embarrassed. But you know what? America loves a good redemption story.
Yeah.
You know, I fell to the bottom and now I'm on my way back to the top with a great recap. I'm coming here today. I want to be like, who's someone that does good recaps? Besides you, of course. Chris Harrison.
Chris Harrison doesn't do recaps.
Oh, shit. Well, he does now, maybe. I don't know. You know, do something in his free time.
He definitely doesn't know.
Okay, well, he doesn't even want to talk about the show. I'm someone who's going to do a good recap, you know?
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. I'm like a professional.
We all love a comeback story.
That's what I'm hoping for. So let's jump into it, shall we?
We shall.
Yeah.
First up on the date was the spelling. No. Are you smarter than a fifth grade?
Yeah.
I would fail miserably. Like, would you do good in a spelling bee?
I loved a spelling bee. I'm a pretty good speller. Yeah. Spelling's good. Math's not my strong point, but like speech and debate, spelling.
Spell Michelle.
M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. Accent on the E, depending on the country you're seeing it in.
I didn't even have to use it in a sentence.
Michelle.
What about math? How are your math skills?
Terrible.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really bad. You know those people that can, like Jason's one of those.
Numbers.
You got 976. You're going to take 63 off it, multiply it by 3, and then add 10% for a discount. And
he's like, make his dick hard.
$83.76. I'm like, what? He'll know the number like that. It's pretty impressive. My brain doesn't operate like that.
He gets boners over numbers.
Yeah, I get it. Which is cool.
It's why he has the job that he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not me.
We're creative minds.
Yeah. That's what I say to make myself feel smarter. I'm just creative. I'm funny sometimes.
I like art and turtles.
I like poidles.
I like turtles.
God. Yeah, I also did not remember that two negatives multiplied together equal the positive. Like, I'm still not even convinced that that was the answer.
What?
We're talking
basic fundamentals of math. But yeah, sure. You know what?
Like, never in my life have I used the information that was taught in grade 5. So yeah. What, you know?
Not going to use pi ever in my 3.1474. Like, you know.
Never.
Never needed it.
Never.
Never have used a protractor in my miserable life.
Yeah. Like, what is a hypotenuse anyways?
No, it's like some fancy LaCroix flavor. Isn't it? Isn't that? Isn't it? I forget.
Are you thinking hibiscus?
No. Oh, I'm thinking of pamplemousse. Pamplemousse, which is LaCroix.
Oh my God. However
you say that damn drink.
Sorry, I have written down the whole two negatives multiplied together equals a positive.
No.
I didn't know that. And when I Googled it, the answer was, when you have two negative signs, one turns over and they add together to make a positive. Each number has an additive inverse associated to it, a sort of opposite number, which when added to the original number gives zero. The fact that the product of two negatives is a positive is therefore related to the fact the inverse of the inverse of a positive number is that positive number back again.
Completely lost me.
I don't understand a f-ing lick of that.
Didn't hear a word of what you said.
A lick. Like, how in the hell will I ever be able to help my kids with homework? Like, Jason, not fine. I'm not worried
Jason
about it.
Jason has that covered for the math stuff.
Yeah.
When it comes to building a fun volcano, you know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, a fun costume.
Yeah.
Or anything. Well, I'm sure you were good in other subjects. English?
I was really good at English, actually.
Yeah.
I loved history.
Oh, you're an avid reader. You love to read. You're a bookworm.
I do love to read. Yeah. Okay. Same. Well, I feel like the guys did okay. Some of them did better than others.
Yeah.
But it was a very revealing classroom.
Yeah. And I think I actually love that they did that because it was sweet. Like, to have the kids there, and she's a teacher, which I learned.
Yeah. Brandon can't spell, but what did you think when the one guy put Peter for how you spell a narcissist?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was actually funny.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Peter didn't think it was funny.
Yeah, he took it real personal. But the thing is, Peter has, I wrote down what I think of each guy. And at some point in this podcast, I'll go over it.
What do you think about Peter?
Okay, let me.
Lick your finger, turn the page.
Where's my little Peter synopsis on here? I wrote some notes on him.
Okay.
And do. Oh, Peter, wait, where is he for real though? I put Jersey Shore. Send him home, not into it. Those are my notes on him. So, but great skin.
He does have good skin.
Great skin, Jersey Shore. Yeah. Oh, and I didn't like, he said something like, yeah, I got to show my alpha energy. You know,
ew.
I don't know, toxic and masculinity.
Like, read your audience. Michelle doesn't like that.
That's, not something she'd be attracted
to.
Feel
like he
But he stayed. So clearly he's doing something right.
Right.
Or the producers were like, you got to keep his ass here. He's adding some spice. Villain.
Yeah. He was a little villain. Do you know, I actually watched that group date from my balcony. I turned off all the lights and poured myself a glass of wine. And I just sat on my balcony and watched that whole group date go down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a surreal experience.
It really was. But I watched them all walk and sit down into their date area. And I watched all the guys steal her. And then I heard the yelling. It was really crazy. It was right in front of my room. So it was very entertaining. You know, front row seat.
Yeah, to the shit show.
To the shit show. It was really fun. Okay, so Brandon really, I feel like they had some sparks. Like, Michelle kept leaning in for a kiss with Brandon.
Oh, I wrote, okay, Brandon notes.
Not a good speller, great kisser.
I wrote, bullshit pie with extra cheese. Not feeling it. Failed at spelling, don't trust him. Send him home. Those are my thoughts on Brandon.
Because I know these guys, I was actually really surprised, watching the whole episode, being like, oh, some of them surprised me. Some of them disappointed me. Some of them made me laugh. But Brandon, I was like, what is that cheesy?
It was too much.
I
love
the Michelle
movie.
Called him out. It was so funny.
Yeah, I'm glad she did, though. Because it was, I almost was like, oh my God, A Walk to Remember.
Yeah.
You're trying to live that moment. But yeah. Mandy Moore had her career. Stop.
Yeah.
Okay, Brandon, back it up and wrap it up, you f***ing narcissist. I'm just kidding.
He's probably
the sweetest guy.
He's the sweetest guy.
I'm such a bitch. That moment was cheesy and I don't know. There's something about him. I was like, I feel like he's playing it up, hamming it up for the cameras.
Yeah, it was a little cheesy. That. It was a little cheesy, but sweetheart and cheese ball.
Yeah.
What did you say? Too much cheese on the pie?
Yeah, bullshit pie with extra cheese.
With extra cheese.
No thanks. Gives me food poisoning.
What about Will? Okay, Peter and Will. Gosh, I really was right there listening to them yell. I was like, okay, I actually want to go to sleep now. This date was at like 2 a.m.
Oh, I put Will. Oh, I just put called Peter out. Awkward. Send him home.
Oh, do we like anyone?
I do. I have my favorites.
What about Rick? Because I loved his little homework assignment with the fill in the blanks.
Oh, that was cute.
And Michelle's words for that were so good.
Yeah.
Powerful.
That's sweet.
It was good. What do you have written down about Rick?
Rick. Oh, smart, genuine. Keep him for another episode.
Oh, for another episode. I like Rick. Okay. One-on-one date, Jamie. It said, I'm looking for someone to be my rock. They went rock climbing. What'd you think about that date? Let me remind you, it was like 120 degrees that day.
Where was this?
It's Palm Springs.
Oh, wow. 120
degrees. And they went rock climbing even closer to the sun.
Oh, that sounds like hell.
Yeah.
Oh, that explains. Because I was like, wow, people are really sweating it up on that couch.
Yeah.
Well, of course they are.
Oh, my gosh.
They're in the desert.
So hot.
Oof.
Yeah, it was hot.
So Jamie is the controversial figure. Here's right. the thing. He's taken me on a roller coaster ride.
Oh, absolutely.
Because at first I liked him because I love the Lion King and he does look like Scar to me. That's all I see is Scar. Killed Mufasa. That's what I'm seeing. Okay. Which I love that. I like that vibe.
Right.
You know, it's like kind of a villain, yeah. but also like bad boy. And then I like that he's like, what if she's not the one for me? Like, what if she's not good enough for me?
And people didn't really like that, but I was like, that's a fair statement.
I don't think he said good enough, but he was like, basically like, we have to be right for each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's a realist. I like that. He's here for the right reasons. And
totally.
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down, Scar. Okay. But then what I didn't like, though, is it all went to shit. The date was cute, by the way. I liked him on the date, too.
Yeah, I did, too. I really liked him on the date. And when I heard his story, like, obviously, that was just heartbreaking. And Michelle cried. I was crying.
Yeah,
like,
sweet.
It was really, and her response to it all, like, it really made me just want to jump through the screen and hug him. And it was like a really deep conversation and it was sad.
Yeah.
He had been through a lot.
Sure. A lot of people have. And here's the thing with Jamie, after your face, I'm like, yeah, we all have. Here's the thing. that is sad what he's gone through. My heart goes out to him. Of course. T's and P's, if you will.
T's and P's.
But the gossiping, come on, ruined it.
Yeah. And it was really interesting because
he used the other guys as a mouthpiece.
Yeah. Like, I didn't like that he was like, oh, everyone else is talking about this. And I thought I would come to you when he was the one talking about it the whole time. It was like when Peter was trying to say he's not a narcissist and then made it all about Peter not being a narcissist. This is about me. He doesn't know me. That's how I felt about it.
If you Google narcissist,
that
would come up.
Yep.
Yeah. I just didn't like how he used the other guys as his mouthpiece. I actually would have been fine if he said something like that, which he didn't need to.
Yeah.
But he's like, it actually like doesn't really bother me that you've been with, or it was the insinuation that she was dating someone prior to coming in and mm-hmm. she might still have a relationship with him, which is not accurate. That's not.
No.
Right. Yeah. And I like that she said that if you see a woman of color and a black guy automatically, oh, they're a couple.
Yep. She handled that situation so well because we obviously were there and she was like, I need a minute because this is a deeper issue for me. This isn't just about them questioning my character, but now it's also become a thing where I have had to deal with this in the past where a woman of color hanging out with another man of color, we're automatically dating. That was like one of her good friends, by the way, that she was with.
Oh, okay.
And people are like, oh, she's booed up with a basketball player, like light-skinned bald
baller.
Head. That really, That understandably really rocked her and she needed a minute, but she composes herself and she thinks about what she's going to say and she addresses it and she's a really good bachelorette. I would have burst in there being like, you motherfuckers.
How dare get out.
Get out of here.
They have to call Jamie out though. Eventually it's going to come out.
I couldn't believe he didn't just step up and be like, it was me. He was like,
yeah. Oh, how awkward that feeling is though. When everyone's like, who said it? What douchebag is causing drama? What piece of shit?
And he was like, yeah.
Yeah. They're total piece of shit.
Yeah.
Who would do something like that? Yeah. That was, I didn't like that. But also don't cancel the cocktail party.
Well,
I wanted to see it.
I'm sorry.
I had to.
Did you ask her? You're like, why don't you take a beat, huh?
Yeah, she was done with it.
Take a play out of the good old Judy handbook.
Yeah.
And call it
quits.
Yeah.
Cancel that cocktail party and go straight to the rose ceremony.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. It made people
Well, you're
on
just
edge.
So drained at one point that you're like, God, I already know what I'm going to do. Let's.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's And then I love when the guys are like, well, that would have been my chance to talk to her. And like, it could have changed her mind. It really isn't. She knows who she is. Like,
yeah,
you know, you know who you're vibing with. Alrighty, I'm no magician over here, but lately I've been feeling like one when I do my laundry because I've been using OxiClean White Revive Laundry Whitener and Stain Remover. And let me tell you, it really does work like magic. I've just been organizing my closet for fall and winter because I know the colder weather is coming soon. And I've definitely found a couple of items that need to be brought back to life. And that is where OxiClean White Revive comes in. Okay, so I have to explain to you why it really does seem like magic. OxiClean White Revive has 40% more whitening power than chlorine bleach per load. So without any of the negatives of chlorine bleach, so you can revive those dingy whites in time for fall, bringing them back to brilliant and bright. And it's safe on colors too. I had a white shirt that I actually thought was heading straight into the trash, but I soaked it overnight and it really did come back to life. And this is just going to be such a game changer for the next time I stain something too, which, let's face it, is inevitable. It can be a mess sometimes, okay? So work your magic with OxiClean White Revive. Visit myoxiclean.com for cleaning tips and tricks. Hey, do you own or rent your own home? I know you do, and I know it can be hard work, but I'm here to tell you that bundling policies with GEICO makes it easy. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy, which is a good thing because you have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Okay, let's take a quick break to talk about the brand that many of the men in my life are already huge, huge fans of, and that's Travis Matthew. Travis Matthew has the perfect apparel for him, whoever he is, whether it's your dad, your boyfriend, your fiance, your brother. Sometimes it's tough to find a gift for the men in your life in the holidays, but with Travis Matthew's holiday gift guide, you can browse gifts by price point or through curated collections tailored to interest and personality. They have button-ups, polos, outerwear, ultra-soft loungewear, shoes and accessories, new gear for golfers, and so much more. It's pretty much guaranteed that you'll find something great, even for the guy who's typically tough to shop for. I have some of those in my life. And it's a one-stop shop for all your gift-giving needs. And who doesn't love that? So easy, and you know he will love it too. Visit a Travis Matthew retail store or make your way to travismatthew.com/radio and take 20% off your Travis Matthew order when you use the code VINE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your entire order at travismatthew.com/radio when you use code VINE20 at TRAVISMATHEW.com/radio.
This is Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
What did you think about the basketball date?
Oh, cute.
Sweet Joe.
Killing it. Minnesota boy.
Oh, and he had
knows
to get the
how
news.
To play the game.
He had to get the news of losing his coach. I think that rocked him because if anyone has played sports or like even has had a mentor in their life, like they become like family to you. And to get that news when you're already
almost
in,
like a father
state.
Figure too.
Yes.
Yeah, sad.
And then he got to do a basketball date. Like he probably, you know, was probably really tough for him.
Yeah,
I love that he got the MVP. I didn't know that while I was at the date. I didn't know he'd gotten that call. And so I was
What does it mean that he became MVP? Does
most valuable player. He got
Thank you.
He was on the losing team. MVP. Also, like,
I know
VIP
MVP.
Is very important. Penis.
Oh, I know what MVP stands for. No, I was just wondering, like, do you get, like, a little extra time with her?
Yeah.
A little
so
dinner
moment?
So he
was on the losing team, so he would have went home, but she picked him to be the MVP, so he got to come after, which made people even more like, what the hell? But Nate is just chilling. Nate's like, I'm confident.
Well, he knows he's very cute. He's aware of it, hopefully not to his detriment.
Yeah.
You know, he has a little bit of a boy vibe, but he's also super.
So?
Yeah, but he's so cute. And he's actually one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Because you can tell he's just like not in the drama.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, just curious, how do you feel about Joe? The fact that he ghosted her.
I know.
Before she came into the house.
Well, he's got his reasons.
Does he?
Yeah. He was going through some stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, you know this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm Team Joe again.
Yeah.
Just like that.
And now people can either believe that or not believe that.
All you had to say, he was going through stuff. Okay. I love him. He's great.
And he got the group date rose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Deserved it.
He did.
Yeah. He's one of my favorites, too. I love me some Joe.
Yeah.
And Nate.
Joe and Nate. Okay. What about, well, we already canceled the cocktail party. So yeah, sorry. I canceled the cocktail party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, canceled it. And I'm happy I did. Okay.
Okay, let's go through the guys. Tell me what you think.
Here we go.
Okay.
I'm going to start off with Clayton.
Okay.
I wrote these are notes that I wrote.
Yep. You've only seen one episode. You're going off that.
Yep.
Okay.
Here we go. Just knee jerk reaction. Clayton, I put vanilla sundae, football, all American, fun.
Oh. He, there's rumor he's the next Bachelor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I could see that. Yeah. He's that like classic corn fed.
Yeah.
Where's he from? I don't remember where he's from.
Like Milwaukee.
There we go.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Perfect. We just did Peter, douche canoe, Jersey Shore. Great skin, minimal pores. We love him. Oh, Romeo. Oh, my God. Little Bruno Mars situation.
Yeah.
Love that. I said, great smile. Good chompers. Love the mocha skin. What a snack. And did he major in math at Harvard? Was that the one who did that?
I think so. And he speaks three different languages.
Oh, Romeo is a front runner for me.
Okay.
But I almost think because all of that stuff lines up, it's like a red flag too.
That's so funny. Okay.
You know, like a Harvard education. Ooh. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And like Harvard, it kind of has like, oh, like a little bit of a like, not snooty, but you know, I mean, you should be proud to go there. But people that go to Harvard, like you're very aware of it.
It's like people who go to CrossFit. Like, you know, they went there.
I'm vegan.
Yeah.
It's vegan people, which Harvard I love sweaters. My vegans. Yeah. I have to be very careful. Oh, you're vegan. Well, vegetarian.
I'm pescatarian with loose morals.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but my vegan demons out there, my vegan friends, also on my podcast sometimes will be like, you know, I'm vegan this week. And then, you know, I had a steak. Oopsies. The amount of people that are like, you monster.
Yeah, I know. Vegans are passionate people, which we love.
Yeah, sure. Rick. I put white guy, handsome, but his eyes are sad, triggering for me.
He does have sad eyes.
They're sad.
He has sad eyes, but such a happy face. It's very confusing.
His eyes are really sad. And he reminds me of this guy that was on the show, reality show, Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
He used to date your new friend, Kristen Cavallari. Lauren Conrad dated him. It was like Chase or something like that.
Okay.
Anyway, Rick looks like his name should be Chase and he should live near a beach.
Okay.
Okay. Next one.
I love this.
Jamie, we already talked about him. Scar, master manipulator. There's a rat among us.
I hope somebody finds a rat trap. Yep.
Yeah. Get that rat out of there. Mm-hmm. We love Joe.
Yep.
Fan favorite. Oh, Chris S. from West Hollywood. He's a broker. I just put vanilla sundae, no sprinkles. Send him home. That's how I feel about Chris. Send him home. Didn't get anything from him. Rodney. I just wrote, send him home. Send him home. I put excess baggage, send him home.
Oh, Rodney's so, like, when he's on the screen, I feel like it's like, it's sweet. Like, he's funny and he's fun.
Yeah.
No, you're allowed to have your opinion.
Wasn't doing it for me.
Okay, great.
Okay. Wait, Casey. Love Casey. Don't know his personality. Just judging a book by its cover. And I wrote, the cover looks like Dax Shepard. I'm into it.
Okay.
Yeah, Casey, the white dude.
Yeah.
Martin, one of my least favorites. I put bad haircut, awkward hand gestures.
Really?
Didn't like it. Oh. I didn't like his body language.
And funny, because I really liked his hair.
Wasn't doing it for me.
Edgy.
Okay.
He's from what's your favorite red? Malbec? Where are those from? Argentina.
Yeah.
That's where he's from.
Oh, that's hot. Okay. Yeah. We'll keep him around.
But he's a personal trainer.
Send him home. So I read the room.
Yeah,
I know. Triggered. Clean. And she's like, and he's a personal trainer. And so
every season has to have one.
Wait, what did I put here? Hold on, I have another one. Hold on. Wait, there was one here. Wait.
The paper's crinkling.
Wait, where is this? Oh, here it is. Oh yeah. Chris G.
Yep.
Don't know him, barely heard him speak, but I'm into him. Triggered because he reminds me of a commander in Handmaid's Tale.
No!
He does.
Which one?
Little Ceremony, perhaps. It's just the beard, and he's a tall white man.
Yeah.
And he's a slender, tall.
He's from Canada.
Oh, that's sweet.
And he does slam poetry, and he's very
What's that?
Well-spoken. Slam Poetry. Have you ever seen 21 Jump Street or 22 Jump Street, maybe?
I think it's 21 Jump Street.
When they do Slam Poetry and Jonah Hill is like...
Why don't I remember this? No.
He's doing Slam Poetry about Cynthia and he goes, Jesus died for our sin. Theas.
No. Oh, I didn't see it. Okay, so that's what this dude does.
Yeah.
Chris G.
Julia Roberts. Julia Rob Hertz. It's from the movie. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I like The Handmaid's Tale. I watched the show, so I'm like, he looks, if you threw him in a suit, three-piece suit, in a dystopian environment, he'd be 100% commander.
But he's one we rummaged through their rooms. His was spotless. Everything was folded, and he was staying in the hotel, but made his own beds every day.
I do that, too.
Yeah, so he's very neat.
Yeah, I like that. A little American Psycho vibe.
Yeah.
Sociopath.
Right.
Perhaps, or just very clean. We'll find out.
Yep.
Keep watching.
Stay tuned. Okay, who else you got?
Who else is there? Martin. Oh, here he said him. Like him. Least favorite.
Okay.
Oh, my favorite, and I am devastated that he went home and also made history, Vinos. We're talking about the first Indian American ever to get a rose on The Bachelorette.
Pardeep.
Pardeep
Singh. That guy was a sweet, sweet, sweetie pie who is a genius. He's so smart.
I thought he was hot.
Yeah, he's cute as hell.
And yeah, maybe cute.
Like, even cuter in person.
Yeah, I liked his energy, and I thought he was really sweet. Maybe she just didn't get enough time with him, so she had to send him home.
I think that is what it is.
It's hard.
I was really sad when he left, too, actually. Okay.
Yeah. Wait, anyone else that I have? I got Chris G., Casey, no,
Who are that's you pretty missing?
Much. Oh, and then the other ones that got sent home, I was like, literally.
Don't even know their names.
Yeah. One looked like a banker. The other one, hot dog on a stick vibes. Stick. Not into it. Bye bye.
Toodaloo.
Toodles. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like hearing your vibes on each one. The vanilla, vanilla sundae with no sprinkles really got me.
Did it for you.
Really sent me.
So wait, who are your number one? Who's going to win? Who's going to, do you actually?
Well, I can't tell you that.
Shit. Sorry.
Because.
But yeah. You know.
I do. Okay.
So you can't tell me who your favorites are because you're too close to home for this one.
Exactly.
Okay. So I'll tell you my favorites. Hands down, of course, is Joe.
Yeah.
Romeo.
Yeah.
And Nate.
Okay.
Oh, and maybe even Casey, Dax Shepard. I don't know him at all, but
okay.
I'm into it, hopefully.
Okay.
Once he opens his mouth. And then least favorite is everybody else.
Yeah. I feel like you'd really like the Slam Poetry guy if you knew him in real life.
Yeah. We'd probably be friends.
You probably would.
Oh, I also wanted to talk about your high ponytail during the basketball game. I thought it was really cute.
Slam Poetry.
Oh.
Yelling. Angry.
I hate this.
Raising my hands a lot. Specific point of view on things. Cynthia. Jesus died for our Cynthia's.
Okay, wait, what did you say?
Oh, high ponytail during the basketball game. Loved it.
Oh, you did?
Great look on you. Bronze skin. You had a little glossy on the lippy. It looked beautiful.
I wish I could show you what I was
tossled
doing
ponytail.
20 minutes before that. Mm. I was standing in a trailer with Tayshia. With my halter top down, boobs fully out.
Wow.
With sticky boobs on because I had to stand under one air vent, sweating so bad that my sticky boobs were falling off. And I had under boob sweat if I put the shirt back on.
Oh, plus it was nude, so you'd see it. The sweat marks.
So I was just sitting in the trailer airing out my boobies until we went into that date.
Was it hot in that gym?
It was just hot everywhere.
They didn't have AC in the gym?
No, they did have AC in the gym, but... For some reason, it wasn't working in the trailer, and it was 120 degrees outside.
Oh, that's brutal. Yeah, both of you look beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Both of you really are showing up, you know, really coming to play.
Well, you have to when Michelle's Bachelorette. Gosh, she's like, she looks like a model. Like, she's like a 5'10".
Oh, she's tall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, statuesque.
Oh,
yeah, she's a beauty.
Athletic and, yeah, she's just. I always joke that I feel like a toe next to her and Tayshia.
Oh, but a cute
a little like, old toe,
but like the cute pinky one that has like a tiny little nail on it.
No, this like barely a nail there, but it's there,
floating in skin. There she is, good old Caitlin Bristow from Alberta.
Yeah, that's me. I'm that pinky toe barely hanging on.
Yeah.
36 years old, and everyone just keeps staying the same age.
But without that toe, the foot looks weird. That's true. Need it.
No balance.
No balance. Yeah. I need that
aesthetically
toe.
Unpleasing.
Very.
Yeah. Okay. Lo, do you have a confession for this pod? I mean, I don't. Sometimes I try only do it on Off the Vine, and this is a great therapy, but I thought maybe, what are the chances you had one?
Damn. You know what? I honestly have.
You can think of one, and we can do another podcast.
Yeah. I'm gonna hold it in the chamber.
Okay.
Because I don't have it in my brain yet. Okay. I'm trying to. I have things that I've done, but I'm like, what can I confess right now? I've done a lot of shit in my day.
Yeah.
Hit a lot of lows, rock bottoms, moments.
Yeah,
but what comes to head right now? Nothing, actually. Huh? Just fresh out of ideas.
Okay, that's fine, because I got a fun game for us to play.
Fun, okay.
Okay, so after our last Bachelor in Paradise recording, I was not convinced that you watched the show. You had no idea what I was talking about or who anyone was. So here's a little game for me to see if you're paying attention to this episode.
Shit.
It's the 5-second rule.
I'm sweating.
You have 5 seconds
oh my God.
To answer these. Ready?
Okay. Ahem.
What's the bachelorette's name?
Michelle.
Wow. How old is she?
31. Two.
28.
28.
I was counting. What's her favorite sport?
Basketball.
Nice. Name at least 3 of the men on her season without looking at your notes.
Oh, Rodney, Chris, Nate, Joe.
Wow.
Brandon.
Get it.
Okay. There we go.
What is the name of the Green Apple Granny Smith guy?
Oh, shit. I was so irritated. Oh, I thought you were going to help me. And since you're counting down, because you're not trying to help me. Oh, yeah. Send him home. Get him out of here.
Okay. What did she do on the first one-on-one date?
The first one-on-one date. Rock climbing.
Yep. Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. What did she do on both of the group dates?
What do you call it? Fifth grader, a teacher situation, and then a basketball sitch. Okay.
What color was her dress for the rose ceremony?
Metallic pink. Plunging neckline.
Who's the narcissist?
Peter. All of them, to be honest.
Who's from Minnesota?
Joe.
Yep.
Wow.
Who do you have a crush on? One. Ooh. Two.
Nate?
Yeah.
Nate is my crush for sure. Okay. And maybe Brandon with the sad eyes. Give that
No, that's Rick.
Rick. Oh, yeah. Rick sad eyes. Give that little lost puppy some love. You know, why not? Kind of has a John Hamm feel to him. And I love Mad Men.
Ooh, I could see that.
So it reminds me of him.
Who do you think she'll end up with?
Hands down, Joe.
Okay.
Nate or... I'm going to say... Oh, and I want to find out for real after this.
Okay.
But you can't tell me contractually. Damn it.
I like when people watch with spoiler-free eyes.
You know what? I'm going to throw a wild card.
Okay.
Pradeep is coming back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, a little battle back.
Why not? Okay. Probably not, but I just But
we can
to.
Hope.
That's what I hope for.
And last question, what would your limo entrance be?
Oh, my limo entrance.
Yeah.
Okay, so I only pictured myself as the person picking people.
Oh.
I'm the bachelor.
I am the bachelor.
I am bachelor. So now I have to put myself in a contestant's mindset.
Uh-huh.
I would roll up. Oh, I know how I would do it.
Okay,
picture this.
Okay.
Selena Quintanilla performing at the Astrodome, Houston, Texas.
Okay.
I know. It's very, but you've seen the movie Selena?
Yeah.
Okay, great. J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez. Yeah. Okay. But she rides it in a horse-drawn carriage.
Yeah.
In a beautiful sequined jumpsuit. Roses being thrown at her, white horses, people screaming. I'd want that whole scene recreated for my entrance.
Oh, that's good.
I ain't signing up for shit.
That's good because you could have everyone cheering on your way in. So you're like hyping yourself up on your way
microphone,
in. So he's like, wait,
and I
who
start
is this?
Singing Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb. Here I am. Como la flor, Selena lives in me. Yeah, I'd either do something like that or show up with like tamales on like a cute like burro or something just to show my little Latin side. Yeah. I think it'd be fun, you know, so with mariachi. Cute. Say,
yeah,
and show up like Coco. Show up. Oh my God. Or like Coco with like the whole skeleton thing. Did you see that movie?
I'm obsessed with Coco.
Oh, it's really cute.
It's so good. What's that song? Remember me.
Oh, it's so sweet. Cute. We should watch that. That's okay. A perfect Halloween movie.
Done.
Yeah, Dia tonight, de los Muertos. Yeah.
After my photo shoot that I'm dreading.
Oh, the photo shoot. I'm not even styling it.
I know.
Yeah, but I mean, we'll have great style for it.
I mean, you kind of helped.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure.
You came and picked out some dresses with me.
I did love that. That yeah. was fun. It's going to be a long night for you, though.
I don't want to.
You are the only person I know that doesn't get excited to have glam, get it all glammed up and do a photo shoot.
Nope.
Rather do anything else.
I want to de-glam and lay on the couch.
Wait, can we just talk about one thing really quick?
Please.
I want to know where this energy comes from. I've checked your medicine cabinets. You don't do drugs. I was looking for cocaina, some cocaine, something. Like some, I was like, maybe, you know, baby has a lot of Adderall going through her system.
No,
it is a natural body high mental. Like, it's crazy to me because this energy you have, I've watched you a 24 hour window with you and I'm exhausted even talking about it. 7 a.m. up in the morning, you're freaking working out. Then you have a little bit of a break, ran some errands, picked up smoothies for me and Jason, then went to another workout, followed by one more after that. So three workouts in a day. We're probably at approximately 30,000 steps.
I had about four phone calls too.
Four phone calls mixed in there.
And a podcast.
Did a podcast and then wrapped it up with a nice dinner
and
then had a quick emotional breakdown, shower off the tears, came out.
Reborn,
went into the backyard. It's freezing outside, by the way, and ran with the dogs. You're like Siegfried and Roy with these big ass pups. So cute. Ramen and Pino. Yeah. They're jumping on you. You're doing tricks, jumping through hoops, rolling in the mud with them. You were just, and they were going nuts with you. And like you were, it was so sweet because Ramen likes to be chased.
Yeah.
And like sometimes Pino's like, I want my bone. I don't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
And you don't want Ramen to feel left out. So you would like play Pino's role and like start chasing. It was really sweet.
I love my dogs so much. I'm so obsessed with them.
You're very sweet with them. It was cute to watch. But again, a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And you played with them for a solid hour.
Was it an hour?
Yeah. It took us to almost 3 a.m. Then came inside and I'm like, maybe we should call it. And you're like, hold, please. I want to show you my interpretive dance. And I was like, we're going there. And you're like, play it on your phone. Hit me with the Coldplay. Coldplay Selena Gomez. Hit it. And then came out from behind the kitchen and did a whole, actually beautiful rendition to a Coldplay song. It was remarkable.
A day in the life of me is, you know what we should do while you're here?
Oh, and then we finished it off with an episode of Squid Game. And then I was so tired. And then you have so the balls normal. To go, Jason, you sleeping? What's wrong with you? You tired? You calling it quits?
No.
Quitter?
This is what happened. Jason was sleeping through the whole episode snoring. And then when he woke up, I was like, okay, let's go to bed. And he was, I looked over. I was like, are you sleeping?
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, let's go to bed because everyone was tired. And he's like, should we just watch another episode? I'm like, you just slept through the last one.
Yeah, really? Over here? Little sleepy pants. Yeah, no, he missed that.
Get up, let's do another workout.
I thought you were going to do a quick little Peloton ride. It's a lot.
Oh my God.
So,
but I also, it's some days I will not get out of bed.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm very much like, you never know what you're going to get.
It's a mixed bag of tricks, trick or treat.
And yesterday, spooky sometimes.
The haunted house. Yeah. Yesterday was definitely, I'd say it was a trick.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what to expect. I'm like, she's still going. Wow. Another one. Another one. Yeah. It was very impressive. Kudos to you. It was fun to live a day in the life of little Judy.
We should do that. We should do a day in the life on my Instagram story. Like, okay, so I'm waking up. And just do what I do in a day.
Take people on the journey. Finish off with a great skincare routine. Which you still had time to apply all your serums too. Don't think she wasn't dripping in hyaluronic, retinol, and vitamin C by the end of the night. That's the thing.
But my one thing I blew is I forgot to put my Invisalign in.
Oh, damn.
I woke up in the morning and I was like, damn.
I know. I didn't bring my retainer, so I'm going to be grinding my teeth while I'm here.
Oh.
Chipping them left and right.
Mm.
Good old Jason Tardik special.
No way. He can't grind his teeth because his mouth is like this.
Oh, yeah, I grind at night.
Mm-hmm. We've all got something. I toot my sleep. All right, so thank you for doing this recap with me. You did redeem yourself.
I did?
Yeah.
Yes.
I loved your notes. I loved your little breakdown on all the people. I loved your outtakes. Outtakes? I loved your outtake on everything.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah, of course.
Now let's go do a photo shoot, shall we?
Yeah, let's do a photo shoot.
We gotta go fix up my nails first.
Let's get our nails done. But am I going to be able to come back and do a recap again, you think?
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Last time I wasn't so sure, but now.
I know you weren't.
Yeah. But now let's do it.
But I just laughed because one of your listeners wrote in and put like, the balls you have, Lo, to go on like the queen of Bachelorette. Like she's literally on the show and she's bringing on like as her best friend to should watch the show and recap with you. And you're like, missed it. Sorry. She's like, who the f*** do you think you are? Kind of respect it.
Still had a great combo, though. We did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still got the downloads.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to redeem myself and make you and the Vinos proud.
Well, you did.
Oh, all right.
Let's do this again sometime.
I would love that.
I'm okay. Caitlin Bristow. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
This episode was brought to you by Beam Organics. You can get the sleep of your dreams with Beam's Dream Powder. Plus, it's hot cocoa, so what's not to love? If you subscribe now, you'll get 35% off your first month of Dream, plus get a free mug and frother. You'll save and get free shipping every month. Just head to beamorganics.com/offthevine. That's B-E-A-M organics.com/offthevine. Or visit beamorganics.com and use code offthevine at checkout for 35% off, plus a free mug and frother. Pause or cancel at any time.
We talk sex, lies, murder.
When two is company, three is murder.
This is the epitome of it right here.
How does your life go from being a housewife to participating in a murder?
The pastor of the church having sex with another woman.
This is beyond dysfunctional.
Sex, Lies, and Murder. A Real Crime original podcast from Reels. New episodes Wednesdays on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.